We've got mail. Faith in his plan. I really liked the article Faith in His Plan, October 2006, because through our many trials that may come our way, the Lord is always watching over and taking care of us. It is by His plan that we live up to the measure of our creation. No matter what happens in this life, we can rejoice and have happiness by having faith in His plan. Ashley T., Montana. Just kidding. Thank you for the article, Is Anyone Laughing? February 2007. I don't think I ever fully realized how hurtful some jokes can be and how many times I follow up my own sentences with, just kidding. I never thought about the consequences it might have on someone's feelings and on my friendships. Now I recognize this problem, and I'm determined to change this and uplift those around me. Name withheld. Optimistic and hopeful. I just finished reading Reverencing the Temple in the February 2007 issue of The New Era. I learned so much about the temple and its blessings. It was so cool to read about other teenagers who care about the temple and love the gospel just like I do and who live so far away. Whenever I start to feel bitter about the way the world is going, I look at The New Era, and it is always optimistic and hopeful. I love reading the articles by President Hinckley and the Apostles. Thank you for putting together the world's best magazine. Amelia B., Utah. Enlightening. Whenever I'm having a hard day, I like to read The New Era. I always find that it helps me cheer up. February 2007's issue came exactly on one of those days. I was sick and couldn't go to school. That night I read The New Era and found the article, Don't Face the World Alone. It included a couple of scriptures that helped me regain happiness. The article itself said that if we can have faith in the Lord and obey Him, we can have good things happen to us and we can help other people. After that, I felt inspired to read the rest of the articles. Rin W., Colorado. Light of the Gospel. I would like to express my feelings on your article, Good to Know, January 2007. I really liked this story because it made me see that at any time, in any place, we as members of the church could be asked questions about our beliefs, and we have a responsibility to answer them the best we can. We never know when we could be faced with the opportunity to bring the light of the gospel to someone who needs it. It is our duty to be prepared. Thank you for sharing this story with me and with the rest of the world. Keep up the good work. Courtney S., Utah. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake or branch and district. New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220 USA, or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail,